Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's good, everybody? How you doing? Hope you're doing very, very well on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Mark Ryan and Tim in the house on a Super Tuesday. Fantastic to be here with you guys. Kind of feels like a holiday week, does it not? Does it not feel like a holiday week here today? An absolutely beautiful day. I say it's a beautiful day because I like rainy days. I always felt like, Tim, I could live in Seattle and fit in perfectly because it rains like 11 million days a year there. In any case, lovely day, holiday week, getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. It is a different weekend, and I'm not sure exactly how many firework displays we're going to see, but you're going to see some. How do you think, Tim, this 4th of July is going to be different?
I think it's going to be a little quieter, but I still think you're going to see the fireworks shoot. I'm good going with a couple of friends to shoot off some fireworks. Obviously, we're going to maintain social distancing and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's going to be a little bit different, only because it's going to be a little quieter, but not too quiet, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Not too quiet indeed. Look, it's a different year, man, but we have to find a way to have our fun in the ways that we can here with friends and family over the 3-day holiday here coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A reminder, we are having tomorrow the impression contest. All right, at 4:40 p.m. tomorrow, we're having an impression contest. For the winner, I personally will take you out to lunch. I don't know when that lunch is going to be, but I promise you it will happen. And to the person that can do the best impression of me, you will be the winner. All right? Your Mark Ryan impressions tomorrow at 4:40 on the show. Here's how it'll work. We will take your phone calls at 4:40. You will go into your Mark Ryan impression. Tim and I will listen to both of them. We will both listen to you. And then Tim will be the judge, jury, and executioner. While you're giving your impression, Tim will be giving you guys an A through F score on your impression. He might be giving you a B+, an A-, a C, so on and so forth. And then the person with the best grade at the end of the segment wins the Mark Ryan Impression Contest. What words do you pick up that I say a lot? Do any come to mind? Have you ever imitated me previously? Right? What do I sound? How is your impression of me? That is coming your way tomorrow at 4:40, and very, very excited about that. Here's how you can be a part of the show today. 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at Mark Ryan on air, M-A-R-C Ryan on air, at ESPN Upstate, at T-Hulk18 for Tim. And finally, you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be a part of the show today, and we look forward to that very, very much. Coming up on the show today, I'm going to give you my tiered system in college football, all right? What tier is your particular college in? What would be your food of choice in an eating contest? I have a food nobody else is going to pick, all right? But I'm telling you, there is not a human being alive that could eat more of these in one sitting than yours truly. What Cam Newton is going to be saying to Jarrett Stidham in New England, or what he won't be saying to Jarrett Stidham in New England as two Auburn Tigers get together in the Northeast. I will explain what I mean by that. Our SEC and ACC team preview continues. 4 p.m. Brent Beard grew up covering the Alabama Crimson Tide. He'll give you your Alabama Crimson Tide preview for the 2020 season. Might we be seeing Alabama and Clemson? What would this be, Tim? Part 5?
Part 5.
Part 5, yep. Alabama and Clemson. Unbelievable. Plus, also, a special guest, Sam Zeitz, is going to join us, who's really kind of going to give us the lay of the land as to how all these things are going to work as we get back to sports today. The NWSL is in action today, for those wondering what that is. That is a National Women's Soccer League, so sports are back up and going again right now. The bubble is coming into place in the NBA in Orlando, Florida, close to my home stomping grounds. And there is so much to get to on all of the above here on the show today. All right, so we want you guys to chime in. I'd like to open today with this. Folks, it is okay if you are an NFL fan. It is okay, or if you're a sports fan of any ilk, it is okay to grieve the loss of an era. Florida football fans have been grieving the loss of Tim Tebow ever since he left. Have you ever been in that situation where in a relationship you've had a relationship end, and for the longest time you were trying, every date that you went on, every person that you met, you were trying to meet your ex. And you learned after a while that that was never going to happen, right? I've been there over the course of my life. That has happened to me two or three times over the course of my life. You started dating again, and you realized, I probably am not ready for this because I keep trying to meet my ex. It's okay to be in that mode. But it's okay if you're a Carolina Panthers fan to grieve the loss of Cam Newton. That is okay. Cam Newton put out a video thanking the Panthers for everything that they did for him and the franchise and the entire city of Charlotte and you guys here in the upstate. And the Panthers have done no such thing in return for Cam. It's evident, it's obvious that some bridges have been burned there. It's okay to go through the seven stages of grief on this. It's okay to go through shock and denial. It is okay to go through pain and guilt, anger and bargaining, depression, an upward turn, reconstruction and working through, and acceptance and hope. Of those seven stages, Tim, where do you think Carolina Panthers fans are today?
I think they're kind of just ready to move on, in my opinion. At least I am. I'm ready just past it. I'm like, he's gone. Like, he had great memories as well. But I feel like, for me personally, it's time to move on, look to the future. You know, with Teddy Bridgewater quarterback, and then if he doesn't work out, then someone in the draft.
I would personally put the Carolina Panthers in the anger and bargaining portion of the stage of grief with them. And so what's going to happen now is the fans of the Carolina Panthers are going to look at this coming season, and when they see the results of this coming season, they're going to be upset. They're going to see a team that finishes 5-11, 6-10. Best case scenario, I see it, would be 7-9. And they're going to say, dear God, what did we do? We let go of the franchise. How did we get to be so bad? How have we failed so miserably? And it's almost like you ever see those train wrecks coming? Like you can just see them a mile away, right? You, and you're cringing because you can hear it before it happens, right? This is a train wreck that is going to happen that I can foresee coming a mile away. And here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. It's not actually a train wreck at all. The Carolina Panthers will lose next season. The Carolina Panthers should lose next season. There is absolutely no benefit to the Carolina Panthers winning next year. Look at the other teams in the division. The Atlanta Falcons are in a make-or-break year. All right? They're a make-or-break year. They're in a make-or-break year for the current coach, Dan Quinn. Matt Ryan, it could be said, is in a make-or-break year in terms of the public perception of his play. The New Orleans Saints are in a one-year win-it-or-bust mode. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady, every year with Tom Brady now, is now a do-or-die year, right? The Carolina Panthers are your last-place team in the NFC South. Everybody knows it. And that's perfectly all right. That is perfectly all right. You have to tear things down in order to build it back up again. And you're going to be hearing and you're going to be seeing people complain, and they're all wrong. They're all wrong. Matt Rhule knows exactly what he's doing. He really does. At Temple, at Baylor, you know, won very few games, won two games or less his first year, won six games or more his second year, won double-digit games his third year. Matt Rhule, if he knows anything, it's how to build something from the ground up. But he looked at the house that was there, he didn't like what he saw, and he bulldozed it. And that's okay. But until you have a newly erected structure, you've got a bunch of crumbs on the ground, right? Matt Rhule's got a bunch of crumbs on the ground right now in Carolina, and I'm saying that is totally okay. If Carolina finishes 5-11, great. If they finish 2-14, even better. Better draft pick moving forward for this team. You have to understand the philosophy right now. Here's what Matt Rhule's thinking. What building blocks do we have? They identified Christian McCaffrey as a building block, and they locked him up. Good. Fantastic. Is DJ Moore a building block? They will make that determination. Is Brian Burns a building block? They will make that determination. That's all this is. You know, you can think of it like the movie Office Space, where they go, where they're going through the building and they're evaluating every position. What position do we need? What person do we need? They sent Milton down in the basement. Remember that? What positions can we do without? That is all this is. This is a very critical evaluation period for the Carolina Panthers. And I'm telling you, that's okay. It is completely okay. My question to you guys is simply this. 71307 is the text line. Is it ever okay? Are you with me that it's okay sometimes to lose in professional sports? You know, the Houston Astros tanked for 3 years, used it to get draft picks, use it to save funds, and then they put everything together for their World Series run, and now everybody's copying it. The proof of that is that free agency has largely died in Major League Baseball. That's not what the Astros did. That's not the Astros' way. And everybody's copying it. You know, in Philadelphia, they had the process, right? Tank to get draft picks. Tank to get Ben Simmons. Tank to get Joel Embiid. Remember that? The process? Well, guess what? The process worked. All right? It worked. The Carolina Panthers are in a process of their own right now. So I ask you guys at 71307 on the text line, is it ever okay to lose in professional sports and lose like a boss and own losing and accept losing for a period of time? Is that ever okay? I'm holding up the goldfish Jerry Maguire style, and I'm saying, who's coming with me? Are you guys coming with me on this? Because I'm saying there is a time to lose. And that time for the Carolina Panthers is right now. And whether or not Matt Rhule ever admits to that, he won't. That's okay, because that's precisely what is going on right now in Charlotte, North Carolina, for the team that that is the face of North Carolina and South Carolina. Could you ever get behind your professional team having a period of losing? Is it ever okay to lose in professional sports? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. We will take your thoughts, your opinions, your beliefs on all of this when Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and Tim right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Fantastic to be here with you guys. All right. So I've asked you guys in with the Carolina Panthers and their upcoming season as the backdrop, is it ever okay to lose in professional sports? Is there ever a time where you say, okay, I can kind of see what they're doing there. I can accept that. Because, you know, like, I was listening to Rob Brown, and he's like, the Carolina Panthers are going to regret getting rid of Cam Newton. Rob, with all due respect, and whenever somebody says to you, with all due respect, cringe and duck, right? With all due respect, the hell are you talking about? They're not going to regret anything. You know, if Cam Newton went 9-7 with the Panthers next year, big deal. That's not in the long-term best interest for the franchise at this point. They're tearing it down. They're starting over. That's what happens when you have a new owner. That's what happens when you have a new head coach. That's what happens when you have a general manager, Marty Herney, trying to cling to life in his job, right? I tell you that if the Panthers go 8-8 or better this year, something's gone horribly wrong. That was not at all the plan. Or, you know, if they go 8-8 or better this year, perhaps Teddy Bridgewater is in fact the guy for you moving forward. Perhaps he's not a stopgap. And the Teddy Bridgewater contract, the three-year, $63 million contract he signed, is beautiful. Here's why. 1 year, he's the unquestioned starter. If the Panthers draft, let's say a Trevor Lawrence, a Justin Fields next year, then guess what? Teddy Bridgewater is the starter and mentor for year two. And then in year three, you have Trevor or Justin, and you either keep or waive Teddy Bridgewater. He would be the most expensive backup in the league, but perhaps he's a mentor in year three for your starter. Or Teddy Bridgewater just turns into a Pro Bowler, and you keep him, right? But I do believe that Bridgewater's a little bit limited. He was never much of a runner with the football, even less so now after his catastrophic injury. And you know, he never had like the laser rocket arm. He was more of your game manager style of quarterback, your efficient style of quarterback. And right now for the Carolina Panthers, that's a better fit than Cam Newton. It's unbelievable to say this, but Teddy Bridgewater at this point represents Mr. Reliability. And Cam Newton is not that way. Sean Salisbury is a friend of mine from Houston. He hosts the Houston Morning Drive show on Sports Radio 790, on 790 in Houston, Texas. And he was on the Dan Patrick show earlier today. And they asked him, they said, Sean, you know, more risks, more red flags attached to them right now. Colin Kaepernick or Cam Newton?
Football-wise, just football-wise, and I know you can't separate it. Who's more of a risk, Cam Newton or Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick is. I think Kaepernick should get a chance if he can go in and do work out. And the key for Colin, does he love football still, Dan? Listen, I made football look hard, and that's playing every year. Think about the guy who's been out 4 years, you know. Now, he's far more gifted, but my point is, and I was talking to Warren Moon about this very thing, the dedication it takes, Dan, to beat those guys that are so good, that sustained greatness. Do you want to be a guy or do you want to be the guy? And so that's what Colin's got to decide. I don't think his skill sets to the point where it just doesn't exist. He's physical. He's strong. He can rip it. The question is, does he want to put the time in, and does he feel he can with all of the off-the-field stuff that he's doing, activism? Does he want to devote himself to being great and being the guy? Because after 4 years off, you better be devoted to it. And there's less risk in Cam because he's physically past a physical. He played it sometimes last year. So he's been around football more. So to me, while Colin's so tempting because of his skill set, I don't know where he – for 4 years, Dan, all we see is a video of him throwing on a field. We don't know.
Yeah.
And I want to hear from him. I always hear everybody telling me how good he can be and that he should be playing. And I get it. He should and deserve an opportunity to compete. But I don't know where his head is do I love it? Am I willing to study at 10 o'clock at night, 6 days a week to be great? Or do I just want to be a guy who makes a roster? That's up for him to decide. But right now, much higher risk with Colin, just as a football thing, because Cam's been in the league recently. And remember now, we're looking at a guy who is an MVP, who's been an MVP, and he's only 31, and he's pissed. That could mean something for the New England Patriots.
I love that he's pissed, by the way. I love that he's fired up. The question is, the will right now is not in question at all with Cam Newton. What Sean Salisbury was saying, does he want to put in the work 6 days a week? Hell yeah. Have you seen Cam's physique lately, man? Good gosh, man. He is the after picture. All right. I've been the before picture my entire life. Cam Newton is the after picture right now, right? So he's there. He's ready to roll. And the work ethic is there, and a pissed off Cam is there. There's no doubt about that. And I would agree with Sean. Man, if more risky signing, I think it's Colin Kaepernick. What exactly are you getting? Does Colin Kaepernick even eat meat anymore? You know, it looked like that really weakened him back when he was playing, right? I mean, what are you actually getting with Colin Kaepernick at this point? With Cam, the will is there. Is the way there for him with the injuries? We don't yet know the full answer to that, but I think we're going to get that this coming season. And then you look at the Carolina Panthers' history, right? And they've had 25 seasons in the National Football League. And of those 25 seasons, of those complete 25 seasons, 15 of those seasons have been losing, right? 60% of the seasons they've had losing records, 7-9 or worse. And this coming year is going to be another losing season. And that might be why some people are saying, I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with another losing season. Well, I understand your frustration, but I will tell you there's a very different vibe here in the Carolinas about the Panthers than there is where I just came from in Houston about the Houston Texans. In Houston, they are literally 1 foot out the door of that relationship with their NFL team. For starters, the city wanted to keep the Oilers' name, and they've never looked at the Texans as the Oilers' equal, all right? Then you've had an ownership group that is stuck with mediocre head coach after mediocre head coach. They've made bonehead decisions like trading DeAndre Hopkins for a bag of potato chips in the offseason. And the city is just over the Houston Texans. They're over the same script every single year, 7-9 to 9-7 to 10-6 to maybe winning a playoff game, to never advancing past that, to never having a lot of talent on the roster. If you think about it, the Houston Texans are pretty much the same team every year, are they? Aren't they? They're never awful, but they're never in the upper echelon of NFL teams, right? They're always between like 18th and 11th. Always between like the 11th and 18th best team. And that mediocrity, the city's over because the city never wanted the Oilers to leave town, right? This area never had an NFL team previously. This area welcomed the Carolina Panthers. This area has seen two Super Bowl berths, no Super Bowl wins, but some really, really impressive success stories over the history of this franchise. So they might not have the patience. If you're a Panthers fan, you might not have the patience for another losing season, but I'm telling you, it is the best thing for you moving forward. This is an evaluation season. And you know how this season can be the most fun for you as a Panthers fan, if that's what you are? Use it as an evaluation period yourself, just like the head coach. Evaluate every player on the team. In a given drive, focus your eyes on one player, Derek Brown, defensive tackle out of Auburn, and evaluate him, because that is exactly what the coaching staff will be doing for the team this season. 71307 is the text line. The overarching question for you has been, like me, are you ever okay with your professional team losing for a period of time? We check on the text line, and a texter says, has an NFL team ever gotten new owners and not rebuilt from the bottom up? Yeah, Tillman Fertitta is the new owner of the Houston Rockets, and he's been trying to maintain what they have going, right, with James Harden as the central piece. They traded Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook. I think that was a bad trade, but I do think the Rockets benefit from the stoppage in play more than any other team. They were looking really road weary at the time. I think they're going to be refreshed. James Harden's lost some weight. I think Houston's going to be in good shape. I think Houston goes from pretender to contender with a stop in play. Another texter says, winning is pure lightning in a bottle in professional sports. I don't know. I have always been in the camp that says, if you're 500 as a head coach, what have you really accomplished? You know, if you lost as many games as you won, you pretty much reset the counter back to zero, don't you? What have you really accomplished? The Carolina Panthers have had really, really bad seasons, 1-15 in 2001. They've had outstanding seasons, 15-1 in 2015, and they've been somewhere in the middle for much of their existence. I think it's fair to say that the Carolina Panthers have been somewhat nondescript, somewhat vanilla as a franchise. And Dave Tepper, new ownership, is hell-bent on changing that. You know, what is the Carolina Panthers brand? What is their identity, right? If you're thinking about sexy, interesting teams in the National Football League, the Carolina Panthers don't come up first to your mind, do they? I mean, if you're a fan, of course you're always interested. CMC, Christian McCaffrey's a lot of fun. But Christian McCaffrey is basically doing what he's doing here in our area in relative anonymity, right? Relative anonymity to the rest of the NFL. And the Panthers have been a better franchise than the Cleveland Browns, but right now the Cleveland Browns are interesting. Baker Mayfield is flammable. Odell Beckham Jr., can he work in that system, right? A lot of pressure, a lot of revolving door around head coaches there. I think the Carolina Panthers, and I think what you're going to see under Matt Rhule, is there's going to be a steady growth, incremental growth. They're going to maybe win 4 or 5 games this year. They'll maybe win 6 or 7 games the next year, And then by year three, I think with Matt Rhule, you're going to see a consecutive streak of playoff appearances for this Carolina Panthers team. And the benefits of having a Matt Rhule, and what I think you're going to see, is you're going to see a very, very clear identity form. You saw Carolina make all their picks on the defensive side of the ball. What does that tell you? Carolina is going to be lean, mean, speedy, athletic, and they are going to own the defensive side of the football. Perhaps not this year, but beginning next year, you will see a run of top 10 defensive finishes for the Carolina Panthers. Christian McCaffrey is a big part of that as well. The Carolina Panthers and the MO under Matt Rhule is that they are going to be the most physical. He wants the Carolina Panthers to be the most physical, ground and pound and stop the run and gnarly defense kind of team in the NFL. I always say teams are built in a coach's image, right? That is the image of a Matt Rhule football team. That is what you're going to see here in Carolina. You can kind of see, I can kind of read the tea leaves and see what they want to do there and see what they're going to do there. And I think it's going to be great. And so I say to you what I say to anybody who's going through some tough times as the Panthers are going to take their lumps this season. Enjoy the journey, brother. Enjoy the journey. Because, it may not be pretty at the start, but if you can see the vision, if you can maintain that vision for what the Carolina Panthers are trying to do, I think you will be able to enjoy this process very, very much. All right, coming up next on the show, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest will be continuing again. Yes, this year it will be underway. So in a food eating contest, what would be your food of choice? What could you own in a food eating contest? Tim and I will show you ours if you show us yours next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is continuing this July 4th, this Saturday, right? It'll air Saturday, July 4th at noon on ESPN. It'll mark the 17th consecutive year that ESPN has televised the event. The coverage kicks off at 12 Eastern with the Women's Championship, followed by the Men's Championship. I'll tell you what, man, I will tell you what, Joey Chestnut in Tampa, we had Joey Chestnut in studio with us. We did a live ice cream eating contest, with him being the MC on the mic, and all of us, started chugging down a half gallon of ice cream. I didn't win. There was one dude who ate like 3/4 of a half gallon of ice cream in 5 minutes. And I don't know how that guy's still alive. I have no idea how that happened.
5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, he ate three quarters of a half gallon. So like 4/10 of a gallon of ice cream.
That's insane.
He ate that dude in 5 minutes. He had like this. He just had these massive mounds that he put on his spoon and was just shoveling them down. I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, bro, you weren't made like the rest of us, man. You were not made like the rest of us. So in any case, it's going on. I love watching this. I always kind of, I don't know about you, but when I watch this, and Mickey Sudo is the female champion. She was in studio with us as well. She was awesome, beautiful, and she always dominates in this thing as well. But I can't watch this without having a gag reflex at some point. Are you guys the same? Like, you watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you feel like you start to gag a little bit because, I don't know, the buns, there's a too much color pink going on. There's pink on their face, the buns in the water, soggy buns.
That's what gets me.
I can't deal with that. There is never a time when soggy buns are okay. Soggy buns are not okay in the back of your bathing suit when you're coming back from the beach, and they're not okay on a hot dog, all right? Soggy buns are never, ever, ever okay. But with that said, I want to ask you guys this question, all right, at 71307 on the text line. What would be your food of choice in an eating contest? What food would you say I could own in that contest today? I could own in that contest right now. Shoot us your text. I got a lot of people that listen to our show, Tim, and they start texting me on my phone, and then they start sending me Facebook messages, and I want you to text us on our text line. 71307 is the text line. So text us on the text line. I want to see your thoughts. I want to see your beliefs. What food could you dominate in a food eating contest? The numbers to dial us up, 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Is the number to join us on the show. All right, Tim, what do you got, man?
All right.
What food would you own in a hot dog eating contest?
I've actually got two that I know I would dominate in. One would be a mac and cheese contest, okay?
Why?
Because I'm a mac and cheese connoisseur, okay? I love anybody's mac and cheese. I mean, it is pretty hard for me to find a macaroni and cheese that I don't like, okay? And I eat that thing like it's nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then the second one would be, have you ever had some sausage balls?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Sausage balls?
Yes. It's sausage, cheese, and then you mix it together. I use Bisquick. But you use it and mix it together, dude. It is the perfect tailgate food. I would.
Sausage balls.
Yes, I'm telling you, man.
See, you know why I miss out on this stuff, man? Because I'm gluten-free. So anything like meatballs, they shove the breadcrumbs in there mm-hmm. to make them kind of stick together, and I miss out on them. Now I have like I have to wear a shirt that says I am special, and I have like the special person meatballs, you know. Mm-hmm. So I can't do the sausage balls. But how many sausage balls could you eat in one sitting, Tim?
Oh man, honestly, I could probably eat 2 dozen. If I wanted
24 sausage balls.
Well, yeah, they're a little smaller than meatballs. So, but still, I think I could definitely down 2 dozen of if I tried.
On the Twitterverse, KC Shug says, I kind of think the Panthers could win 5 or more games. I can see 6, maybe 7. It's not automatic that Nola and Tampa are going to be all world. Just saying, I think it is KC Shug. I think it's automatic that New Orleans and Tampa are winning at least 11 games, you know. Mark Ryan, president, Milli Vanilli fan club account. I was tweeting about this last night, how I think, like, the real artists behind Milli Vanilli got a raw deal. Like, why weren't they famous? We just soiled the name of Milli Vanilli when those guys were exposed way before your time, Tim. Way before your time. But these guys were exposed for lip-syncing, right? Mm-hmm. And so we had propped up the wrong artists. And Milli Vanilli was just gone, but the real artists were actually really good. He says wings would be his most wings you've ever eaten in one sitting, Mark Ryan, Milli Vanilli fan club account. Yours truly, 35. Most wings eaten in one sitting. By the way, that would kill me today. A texter on our text line, 71307, says the following. I'm like Cool Hand Luke. Give me the boiled eggs all day. Oh, God. Oh, God, Texter, you're getting me sick, man. You're getting me sick. He can put down He can put down 40 boiled eggs. 40.
Hmm.
40. Listen, what happens to your cholesterol when you do that, brother? What happens to your cholesterol when you bust that out? 40 boiled 40. Eggs. 40 boiled eggs. What would be your food of choice in a food eating contest? 71307 on the text line. Just start your text with the word ESPN. Here you go. Here's mine. Nobody else has this. Nobody else could beat me at it. I could eat 12 come in a box. I could eat 2 boxes. So I could eat 24. All right, no problem, no questions asked. My food of choice for the eating contest is very simply creamsicles. Nobody can touch me. Nobody can compete.
Creamsicles.
I never get sick of them. I never get nauseous. I never reach a saturation point. I tested this a couple weeks ago. I had 6 in one sitting. I wanted more. You know, I had 6. I'm just like, good
Jeez.
God, man. You really should be in a contest for these things. I never get tired of them. Never get tired of them at all. A texter right now says Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. I could eat at least 36.
Wow.
I could eat at least 36 Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. I don't know, man. Like, you know, remember those McDonald's nuggets when they would put like a 20 pack out and be like $5? When I was starving, I used to be able to pound those chicken McDonald's. I have no idea if there's really meat in there, but I used to be able to pound 20 of those in one time, no problem. I felt like I could eat multiple food items at the same time. So we got Cool Hand Luke, who says he could down 40 boiled eggs. We got another texter that said he could eat 36 Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
3 dozen nuggets. That is
insane. I'm going 24 creamsicles, no issue whatsoever. And Tim is saying mac and cheese. I mean, can you eat 2 pounds of mac and cheese in one sitting?
I probably could.
Can you eat? Have you ever seen the Stouffer's like family size mac
yes.
and cheese in the store?
Yes.
Can you eat that whole thing?
I did that one time, actually. I did.
You ate the whole thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that like $15 or something? In one
something
sitting,
like that,
just
yeah.
gone?
Uh-huh.
$15 gone. He
I'm
ate the
you,
whole Stouffer's family in one sitting, man.
I don't mess with my mac and cheese, bro. You know, I love some mac and cheese, man.
Texter says, Mark, you're forgetting about Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh.
I can do 32 strong. There's no way you can do 32 Krispy Kreme donuts. There's no way.
Bro.
Here's what happens. The icing starts sticking to your esophagus, man. It just starts. I don't think you can do that. I think this texter's full of it. What the heck is a creamsicle? He doesn't even he spelled it like I'm sick, S-I-C-K, a texter says. Creamsicle is simply this. It is orange and cream in a popsicle, right? You've had like a creamsicle-flavored slushy before, right? It's like orange mixed with vanilla. And the creamsicle bar is fantastic. It's so good, man. Orange mixed with cream. It's like there's something about that taste, man. That is like the greatest taste on earth to me. I could down 24 of those bars, like big size bars too, not the slender pops, the big pops. I could eat 24 of those, no problem, one sitting, no questions asked. What could you guys dominate a food eating contest in honor of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest? We'll get to your text, your thoughts, your calls next here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and Tim here on ESPN Upstate. We have been asking you, what would be your food of choice be in a food eating competition? Deer Slapper tweets into the show. He says, I'd drive my car off a cliff before I lost a McRib eating competition. I have never understood why McDonald's doesn't make the McRib a permanent entree. Does that make sense to anybody? I mean, it's cool. Like, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Urgency, scarcity increases demand, right? We don't get it all the time. But has anyone ever stopped buying McRibs when they're on the menu? Like, I mean, like, literally, you race right to McDonald's to get the McRib every single time, right? How many McRibs could you eat, Alex? How many McRibs, quite honestly, how many McRibs could you eat in one sitting? I would love to know. What is your food of choice in a food eating contest? And with the backdrop of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest coming our way for the 17th straight year. Coming up next, our SEC and ACC team preview series continues, this time with the Alabama Crimson Tide. Brent Beard, on a team that he has covered since his youth, joins us next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.